Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Well, the ransomware cyber attack at the HSE overnight has, as you've been hearing, resulted in the cancellation of hospital appointments today, including patients suffering from cancer. My next guest is Emer Craig, who has stage 4 breast cancer. We spoke to her on the programme some time ago, and she joins me now on the line. Emer, you're very welcome to the programme, and thank you very much indeed for taking time out to join us again. We've been hearing about the cyber attack there, and we were just wondering how it's affecting individual patients such as yourself. I mean, what happened to you earlier today?
Yeah, and I was listening to, thanks Cormac, I was listening to Barry there, and I'm even more worried now. But yeah, it had a huge impact on me this morning. Now, I had an appointment for radiation today. You see, when you're living with cancer, you're always in the hospital bubble. We're somewhat institutionalized. Hospital will always be part of my life because, you know, for as long as I keep going. So, but you find you don't have control, but you find a strategy of dealing with it. So when you have a hospital appointment, you're geared up and you're focused and you put your best foot forward. And I got a full, you know, it's, you plan your day and structure it and you deal with it. It's your mental health way of coping with it. But I got the phone call this morning to say they had to cancel my appointment today. Now, it could be worse for someone having chemotherapy or getting scan results, because I know the feeling for scan results, the anxiety. For me, it won't have a huge impact if I get the appointment on Monday. I am a bit worried now with Barry saying it could be a week, but I'm not going to think about that.
Yeah.
But it could have been worse, but it was really upsetting, and I had myself geared up and I just fell in. There was a lot of tears when I heard it was cancelled, because you're just so focused on getting through it, getting through another milestone, you know, get through today and it's the weekend. And it was really upsetting, because you have to be strong all the time when you're living with cancer.
I understand, Emer. I mean, you probably have, so many cancer patients do, they have a kind of a routine when an appointment is coming up, and they kind of lift the spirit somewhat. I mean, were you going through your own routine maybe?
Yes, I do. Whenever I'm going into hospital, for me, you know, I want to, you know, hopefully be here for as long as possible. So I focus on my appointments, that I'm my best possible sense. And sometimes when I'm going to the doctors, I'm presenting myself well. It's like I'm going for a job interview, you know?
Yeah.
That you put yourself full into gear for it, because you're just focused on fighting on getting as much as possible and getting through for as long as possible and doing your best, because you don't have control over which way your cancer is going to react. So I suppose you can control how you handle yourself and do your best job of getting through it. So something like that, and hopefully it will be resolved for me quickly without too much impact. But it was really upsetting, because you're always, every day is hard work when you're in this situation, and you just
if it's any reassurance to you, Emer, we're being told that all the resources of the state are being brought to bear on this investigation.
Good.
Just to resolve it quickly for the likes of yourself.
Exactly.
But can I tell you, Emer, that the last time you spoke to us, there was such an outpouring of love and affection and respect for you and the way you were conducting yourself. People will remember that you were diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer, isn't that right? I mean, how are you feeling
at the
moment?
Like, it's hard going. I was diagnosed with stage 4 during the pandemic, so I was told on my own that my cancer was now incurable. It was treatable, but incurable. So you're kind of, I'm doing okay. I've had a little bit of a setback, and that's why I had an appointment today. I'm hoping it can be dealt with, but, you know, but I'm still quite well in myself, but, you know, focused on getting through. But you're always hoping to be getting stable results, and there's peaks and, you know, there's knocks come along the way, so you never know. You can't plan too far into advance, because you can get a phone call one day which completely changes the course of things. So, but I do my best, like, to get out. I keep my day structured. I'm working from home, so I do a little bit of work in the morning. I go out for my walks, keep in touch with friends to keep myself sane. But when I have a hospital appointment, that kind of, I plan around that, you know, so having it changed or even bumped out by a day just kind of throws me, because it's the only bit of control I have, is to be able to plan a day.
Yeah, I can totally understand that. You had gone back teaching last September, I think, hadn't you?
That's right. Yeah, I had gone back before the COVID, and you see, the pandemic was hard then. So, you know, I really didn't get back to my normal life for very long. And, you know, and then you're trying to stay positive during the COVID and you get hit with this. And I do feel now, you know, and then I was kind of like, the COVID restrictions are easing, yet I've had a setback with cancer. Yeah. So I kind of feel like now today, it just kind of kicked me. It was like another kicking. It was like, you know, it's hard going because you're trying to be psychologically strong to get through things.
Yeah, well, look, let's hope it's a matter of a day or two before this is resolved. And they're working really hard on it, I can tell you that
exactly.
for sure.
And my medical team are fantastic. I do have to say that. I'm so grateful for the medical team I had. And I felt sorry for the staff because they are brilliant to the patients, having to contact very distressed patients today to tell them that news.
Yeah, yeah. Well, look, there is an awful lot of love and respect for you again, Eimear Craig, I can tell you. But thank you so much indeed for taking time out to talk to us in the programme. And I hope you get that appointment back up and running soon. Thank you, Eimear Craig.
Up and running. Yeah, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
See ya. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.